Welcome to the Michael Murray Podcast, keeping real estate simple. Let's get into it. Quite often coaching sessions end up talking a lot about marketing. Sometimes agents love to talk about marketing because they think they can get out of doing the hard work of communicating with clients. And marketing isn't the silver bullet that you might think it might be sometimes. The key with marketing is that it really is like reinforcing what you're doing out in the marketplace with social proof. Your work ethic of communicating with your clients, whether it be by email, SMS, phone calls, it's like the marketing just wraps it up for you. So it's kind of like its cover, if that makes sense. So it's like a layer, even, is sometimes what I say. So the keys with marketing are this, is that an agent might say to me, Michael, what should I be putting on my social media? I'm a mature adult. I don't want to be doing a TikTok video or something like that. And I get that. I understand that. So you can make this really easy by doing this. Who is my target audience? Who is my target client? Good marketers know their audience, but they know their client. They actually talk in their marketing. They talk to their target like it's one person. So they form a, if you like, a customer view. Some might say call it an avatar. So what I can say to you is that when you're doing social media marketing or when you're doing even letterbox marketing, treat it as if you were talking to that customer. So if you're doing a video that isn't relevant to that customer, don't do that video, because what it's going to do, it's going to confuse your audience. Yeah? Because it's not about how many people like your video. It's about engagement with that. It's about your audience actually looking at that. What I do know is this, that when people are looking for an agent to sell their property, they then are looking at your profiles online. So they're looking at your Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn. It's almost like they're looking for your activity, or they're looking for a reason not to choose you, actually. Because sometimes what happens is it's super competitive in real estate, that sometimes it's the little things you did that didn't get you the business they're looking for. Yeah, especially if they can't split the difference between the agents. So that's what I talk about a lot when I talk about marketing. To come up with marketing content is another thing I get asked all the time. So you can make that really simple, and it's kind of a way, if you like, that I do this podcast. So what you do is reverse it around and say, what questions do vendors ask me? What questions do buyers ask me? And the reason the buyer is the client, because the buyer will sell as well one day. So those questions they ask you are the content that should be in your marketing. And this makes it really simple, because you know what questions get asked. My podcast is about giving you information about questions that I get asked by agents all the time. Another really interesting thing about marketing is we live in this international world, or global marketing environment. So quite often digital marketers or marketers are trying to work out how they sell their product internationally. All right. Now, when you speak to a marketer and explain you're a real estate agent, they kind of look at you a bit funny, because your focus is probably 5 square kilometers. You literally have a finite audience. You even know where the houses are or where the properties are, and in most cases, you even know who's in them. So it's kind of interesting. We take marketing sometimes and we overcomplicate it so much. But as an agent, we're living in this 5 kilometer bubble where the houses don't move, only the people change. Last tip on marketing is this: need to be consistent. You need to make it part of your routine and repetition. How you do that, it's either ingrained in your head or it's scheduled. My view is if you don't schedule something, you don't do it. So you need to have the cover of marketing supporting or like the support for your sales business, you are always going to be the person driving the prospecting in your business. The marketing is just going to support that. Marketing will not bring all your business in. That is different with a signboard. Signboard is marketing and social proof and will bring business in, especially when it's got a sold sticker on it. But it still brings business in when it's for sale, and we know that. The digital signboard is the realestate.com listing or the domain listing, the digital presence on the property. We saw this. So it would have roughly been, I'm not sure what year, let's just call it 2015, around that sort of time, maybe 2014, where realestate.com brought out find an agent. So find an agent. So if we go into a suburb, so I live in the upper north shore of Sydney. So if I type in, I don't know, let's just type in Hornsby on find an agent. And what it's going to give me, it's going to give me the number one agent. So it's basically like a golf leaderboard. So I can see the number one agent, the number two agent, the number three agent. So 20 years ago, we might have got business because they opened their letterbox and there were three letters there and they thought, I'll give the guy at Ray White a call, the guy at LJ Hooker a call, and the independent a call. Whereas now what they'll do is they'll go on realestate.com and they'll find an agent, they'll search the suburb they're in, and then they'll see the top three. So what happens is that this has become a very powerful marketing tool, because if you're at the top of the rankings or the top of the leaderboard, you're on the shopping list. Now, this can be quite depressing for people that aren't at the top, yeah? So don't quit just yet. What I can tell you is that the depth of relationships with your clients, called a database and one you've communicated with, is the difference between that leaderboard. Because if you already have the relationship and you'll be on the shopping list, right? But I can promise you they're probably going to call in one of the other people at the top of the list, which is why agents who are emerging are always competing with the top agent in the suburb. The other thing I can tell you as well is that if you have a listing near another property that you're appraising, you will jump the queue on the leaderboard, because vendors understand that if you've got one on the market, and this is back to the marketing thing, if you've got one on the market, it's purely logical for them to believe that you could have the buyer for their property because it might be similar. So you can see how marketing is quite comprehensive in our industry, where the signboard has a massive impact. The OFI, the way you do OFIs, has a massive impact. What we put on our social media is critical, but they're probably just checking us out. What you have on your realestate.com or domain profiles, do you have testimonials? If you're one of the market leaders, are you doing it properly? Because you're probably getting a lot of business through your profile. I would say 20 years ago, you didn't get business because of your profile as much as you do now. And the difference is call-ins. People call you because of your profile now. And they see that because of your digital. So do a digital audit. Have a look at your photos. Have a look at what you're saying about yourself. Yeah. Have a look at what's on your social media. Do an audit. It doesn't have to be complicated. Do it and make sure, because people are looking at you. They'll look at you on LinkedIn. They'll look at you on Instagram, Facebook. They'll look at your website. If they're coming to your website at the office, it's probably just checking you out, because if they're looking at property, they're probably on one of the main portals. Thanks for listening to the Michael Murray Podcast. If you like what you've heard, then check out mmhighperformancecoach.com.au or Michael Murray High Performance Coach on social media. You can find all the links in the show notes.